Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Producer Jackson, you're taking your segment a little too seriously, friend.
Why?
Well, you want to ruin everything, including our spring breaks, by coming in here and hacking your germs.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, so help me. If you get us sick before we leave, I'm going to haunt you.
I'm truly hoping the reason why I was out yesterday was because the pollen actually just completely infiltrated my body, yeah. and there was nothing I could do about it. So let's hope that that's the reason.
Do you have bad allergies?
Generally, not the worst, but with the way that things have been.
But it was the pollen,
Mo. Right. Do you have allergies? Not at all.
I've never experienced that.
There were record-breaking numbers of pollen this weekend.
Yes, there
I rest my case.
Okay, all right. Well, now it's time for Jackson to ruin something else.
Jackson ruins everything. 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 Why do you have to ruin everything, Jackson?
Including our spring breaks.
Hey, this is not on me. If any of y'all get sick, I promise it's not on me. So for this episode of Jackson Ruins Everything, I was going down a bit of a rabbit hole when I was researching this one. The initial idea was for me to look up what I was considering to be bad UX design. And what that means is UX is the general term for your user experience, okay? If you think of good UX design, think of things like appropriately labeled door handles that say push or pull. That's good UX, right? Okay. Bad UX is when it's not labeled and it's very confusing about what you're going to do, right?
Like our doors here at the station, even though I've been working here 14 years and I still open them the wrong way.
I do the same thing. The one that's coming out of the elevator, I do wrong a lot, more than I'd care to admit. Good UX design can be something like, remember when the iPhone introduced where you'd get like a text verification code and it automatically like populates that box when you have to send that out? Amazing,
love
right?
That.
Good UX, okay? So I was looking into bad UX design and I was going down this rabbit hole of like how companies are evil and they make your user experience intentionally bad for you to do all this stuff. And then it sent me down this whole thing of me just looking at general bad designs of things that we deal with every day. And so this is basically just going to be me maybe not ruining things, but just complaining about things for a little while because there's a lot of really terribly designed things out there.
What you got?
Okay. First and foremost, this is where we started off when I was looking all this stuff up. Pop-ups, all right? Pop-up ads, I understand why websites have to do. There's a reason why they're there. A lot of times we get websites for free because they allow advertising on there. don't make the X button for the pop-up the tiniest little thing in the top corner so it forces you to fat finger it and accidentally click into the ad.
Yep.
No, my least favorite is when you get a pop-up ad and they have two options. And it's it and like one of the options is like, no, I want to remain ignorant and stay uninformed.
Don't insult me.
I hit that with no problem. Yep.
Yeah. And I'm like,
ignorance is bliss, baby.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you attacking me and my choices right now? That's
I know.
So rude.
And then another one pops up and it's like, are you sure, dummy?
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, fine.
Jeez, I get it.
All right. The keep me logged in button, that never works.
Yeah.
Where you check that box when you log into something, and usually it's after you haven't been on this website for a while, you forgot your password, so you've already gone through that whole, you know, roundabout way of fixing that, and then you say that you want it to, you know, remember who you are, and then it never remembers. Hate that.
Mm-hmm.
The entirety of the Yelp application. I'm not just saying that because I used to work there and I'm very bitter about me working there, but...
Because you got fired.
No. Besides the point.
Don't let facts get in the way, Abby.
This is purely facts. This is me not letting that cloud my judgment at all. When I go and search for a restaurant on Yelp, don't give me an advertisement for other restaurants before giving me the result that I'm looking for.
Oh, the sponsored ads, and then you get to your restaurant.
Can't stand it. And Google's been doing that a lot, too, yeah. Where you look up, like, you know, an apartment that I want to go rent, and it gives me four other apartments that are not the one that I looked up.
And before, when you used to Google stuff, there used to be, like, one or two sponsored links, but now you literally have to scroll by, like, a dozen sponsored links before you get to what you were trying to Google in the first place.
It's a half page now, yeah. At least, right? Any parking sign that has too many rules on it. You know when you go and park in some places in the city and then it's like no parking, but then below it there's a paragraph that says like on Tuesdays to Thursdays between 6 and 8 p.m. you can like maybe park here as long as the moon's not showing.
Yeah.
Like, I hate those because it's intentionally trying to get you a ticket, all right?
100%.
The entirety of the new Apple's photo app. If you guys have updated your phone and have looked at your photos app, I just hate all like they're trying to press for like these AI generated like memories and new albums and all this stuff. Just give me my photos and just organize them by date, and then we're good to go.
I'm not gonna lie, I was with you until I saw one of them. They put like this little memory thing of me and my sister for her birthday, and the fact that I didn't have to do that and it was kind of fly, I was like, all right, I'm not mad at Apple for this.
I guess
they put the background track.
Yeah, I was like, this is high.
If you have a use case for it, I totally get it. That definitely makes sense.
Please, you sent it to her, pretending like you put it together, didn't you?
Of course I did. I was thinking about you, sis.
When the subscribe to promotion or further deals box is already checked automatically when you're making an account on a website. I hate when they do that. You know, when it's always like, you accept the terms and conditions, and below that it's like, check this box if you want, you know, to receive promotional emails. No one ever wants your promotional emails. Do not automatically check that for me. Yeah. Don't even give that to me as an option.
Yeah.
And the last one that I have is when you're on page 12 of an online shopping, you know, and you've gone through a lot of stuff, and you click into one thing that you're maybe interested in, and then you hit back, and it brings you all the way back to the first page. Why do that? What's up with that? Huh? There's no reason for that.
The Burt Show.